Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, listeners.
Thompson listeners.
Yay, all 45,000 of you out there. We love you very much. Thank you for listening. This morning, I'm having some Island Blend 365 coffee with some lovely clover sternet at half and half.
Instant blend.
And vegan cane sugar from Malawi. Thank you, Malawi.
Oatmeal, Malawi.
Say thank you, Malawi.
Thank you, oatmeal.
Thank you, oatmeal? You're eating eggs. You're not even eating oatmeal. Well, I'm going to eat your eggs then. If you don't want to...
I want some oatmeal.
You want some oatmeal? All right. Eat a bowl of porridge. You're already talking like a hockey player. Eating a bowl of porridge. Hey, so how are your skating lessons coming?
I already took a skating lesson twice.
Yeah, you did the open skate this past week, too. You were getting really good. Do you think you're going to be able to turn around and stuff on skates and skate without the buckets? What? What were you saying, huh? You just zoned out on the light wand?
No.
Alright, turning that off. Okay, now, we were talking about your ice skating lessons. And you had one on Saturday. And how did it go? I thought you listened to your teachers very well.
I've done pretty well. I sure do love the oak part. Good. It's like the part of my bark, and I don't know what's good.
Oh, you like the yolk on the egg the most?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's where most of the power is. But it's also where most of the fat is. But you know what? In my life, eggs have gone from the worst thing you can eat to the best thing you can eat to the worst thing you can eat to the best thing you can eat. You know what? Don't listen to anybody. Not about the food. Everybody's got a different opinion. Everybody who has a book, somebody else has another book. And it's just a big con. Basic nutritional components, that's what you go for. Eggs have tons of them. You know, proteins, fats, they're affordable. Get them from a good source where the chickens are treated well. And then and enjoy yourself. So tell me again, your ice skating lessons. How are those going?
They were cool. Pretty good and pretty fat.
Pretty fat. Oh, wait. So, Thompson, you've been singing a song around the house lately that I just love. And I was wondering if maybe you'd like to share that song with our listening public.
There was an old...
Wait, I'll set the beat.
...man called Michael Finn again. He had whiskers on his chin again. He shaved them off, but they grew back in again. Poor old Michael Finn again. Begin again.
That's the words. Now, can we sing the song if you're not too busy eating egg? Hold on now. So, while Thompson has his face completely stuffed with egg, we're going to take this opportunity to say hello to all our friends at the VFW. Thank you again for your service. Anybody out there, there's plenty of good programs that they offer, so please go hit up their site.
BFW.org
on the interwebs there. And coming up soon here in San Francisco is the Film Noir Fest. All the best film noir movies from all over the world. This year it's going to be world cinema, the noir of the outside America world. So, going to be some really interesting stuff there. Come on down, see it at the Castro Theater here in San Francisco, end of the month. You ready to sing this song, Thompson?
Yes.
All right. There was an old man named Michael Finnegan. He had whiskers on his chin again. Shaved them off, but they
grew back in again. Poor old Michael Finnegan. Begin again.
One more time. There
was old man called Michael Finnegan. He had whiskers on his chin again.
All right, one more time, real loud.
There was an old man called Michael Finnegan. He had whiskers on his chin again.
Shaved them off, but they
grew back in again.
Poor old
Michael Finnegan. Begin again.
Yay!
Bravo! Again, he had whiskers on his chin again. He shaved them off, but grew back in again. Poor old Michael Finnegan, begin again.
That's awesome, Thompson. There's a book out there called Finnegan's Wake by an Irish author named James Joyce, who wrote a book called Ulysses, where he said he wanted to murder the English language. And he did such a wonderful job of writing crazy stuff that people write books and English majors go crazy and. It's quite the to-do, but it's probably the hardest book to read ever written in English. Would you like to try and read that book sometime, Finnegan's Wake?
Yep, sure.
Well, alrighty. Maybe we'll read some of that.
I got a sticker.
You sure did. Hey, special shout-outs before we run out of time?
To Mama and Colin. To Mama and Colin. Shout-out to Mama and